Dab and Tench, Theatrical Idiots, Episode 2, The Restaurant.
Something for the bar.
Yes, something big. Anything with the word double in it.
Something with the word double in, my good man. You're wearing a dress.
It's a woman, Tench.
Two double things, please.
Bloody sit down, you're making a scene.
Can I go to the table, shall I? Fuck. Okay, well, why have you put that strawberry thing there? The fucking strawberry.
God, you pathetic lightweight. You're making asses out of the pair of us.
Thank you. Yes, help me. Thank you, young man. You can push in my stool any day.
God.
This is nice. In fact, I hear that's one of those television chefs runs it.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. It is rather pleasant. It's better than that bloody pub we were in earlier.
Yes, yes. They don't like us very much in there, do they? I don't think they like us at all, in fact.
God only knows why, the amount of money we spend in there.
Apparently this place is run by Gordon Ramsden's.
Gordon Ramsden, who did the fish and chips.
Yes.
Yeah.
His face like a well-slapped
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that would explain a lot of what people say about him.
Apparently it does all the food using chainsaws and those blow lamp things. Yes, horrible man.
Yeah.
Once invited him to my dinner party, you know.
Oh, what was he like?
Oh, he just set fire to the house with one of those blow lamp things.
Cooking, or is he just an arsonist?
Just an arsonist.
God, what a twat.
Yes. My first boyfriend went up like that.
What, in flames?
Yes.
That's terrible.
It was a terrible business.
How did that happen?
I bought him his first chemistry set and, well...
Ah, was this horrible. A long while ago? It sounds like a chemistry set. Sounds like something you'd buy for a child.
Well, we were both 12.
Well, fair enough.
I'd got my first acting job on Lassie Superdog.
Oh, right, yeah. Setting the bar nice and low for the rest of your career.
Yes, it was a British remake of the American. It wasn't as good. We couldn't afford a nice... what do they call those dogs? Lassie dogs? Collie dogs, is it?
Cauliflower. Like that.
A cauliflower dog. We couldn't afford one of those.
No. What did you get?
We got a small dachshund.
Ah.
Sadly, it was very slow on its feet.
Well, they're not very nippy, are they? Very short legs.
Yes, it was awful.
Very short
awful.
Legs.
It really was. And when we said action... Well, not me, I didn't say action, I'm just an actor.
I doubt even now you'd really have the competence to be able to say the word action and command people to work, would you?
I can sometimes say it when I've had a good night's sleep.
Yes.
Yes, do you remember when I tried to direct that film that time, Devil May Care?
I do remember. As I recall, you got there on the first day and didn't know what to say because you didn't have your script.
Well, yes, they don't seem to give them to directors.
No, it's amazing, isn't it? They don't have a script to tell you to say action to people and tell them what to do.
Well, it's obvious that a man of my calibre would require a script. I mean, they're not even storyboarded it for me.
I don't blame you, Tencha. Really, I blame them for not realising what a complete washout you'd be.
Dandruff-covered c***s, that's what I call them.
Yes.
Horrible people. And the runner.
Yes, what of him?
He went on to do well.
Oh, right. What's he doing now?
He's on Doctor Who.
Ah. As a runner still, or...?
Yes. He's still doing running.
Yes.
He gets to take Matt Smith, his jelly babies.
Ah, that's good. Jelly baby delivery is one of the most prized jobs in Wales at the moment, I think.
Well, it is indeed. And, of course, Matt Smith is what you would call a method actor.
He actually travels through time... Between jobs, just to keep his hand in, does he?
Well, no, he pretends to be Tom Baker.
Ah, right.
He will dress up in a scarf and a hat and gets pissed with people.
I was just wondering whether gin featured largely in his preparation for the role.
Gin and jizz.
Ah.
That's a Doctor Who mantra.
Yes.
I remember when you were in Doctor Who that time.
Oh, it was magnificent, wasn't it?
Oh, my God, man, I've never seen such a good Silurian.
Oh, yes. I tried to make them let me alter the parts slightly, but they seemed very insistent that I stick to the script, the bloody Philistines.
Yes, well, I'm afraid I had something to do with that.
Well, so it was your fault that I had to wear the trousers in the costume?
Yes, and I was the guy who made you wear the actual Silurian outfit.
I don't see why I couldn't have been bare naked and painted green.
It's not done.
It would have been far more vital.
It might have been vital, but it wouldn't have been pleasant for the kiddywinkums.
Oh, God, there's no wonder the quality of television these days is so poor when they're pandering to children.
Yes, well, that's children for you. These days, it's all given to them on a plate.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, there's a fucking waiter.
I was just wondering. Oh, no. It's bloody impossible to catch their eye sometimes, isn't it?
Well, I was given this little tip.
Yes.
By
yes,
Michael Widder.
So I've heard.
Yes. Apparently, if you shout, cunt, flat, piss face, they turn round. I'll give it a go.
Oh, give it a try.
Cunt, flap, plim, where's my fucking script?
Oh, God, you're lost without your prompt, aren't
just,
you?
Just a sec. I can do it again. Cunt, flimp, flom, flare.
No.
Is that it?
No.
No. No. Right. One more try, and then I'm going to let you try. Wemble!
No, that was, if anything, the worst try of all three goes.
Well, you fucking try, then I can't do it.
Hang on. Cut Finch, fish face.
Just turning round?
No. Oh, God. We're never going to get our bloody drinks, aren't we?
Food! No.
Well, they're not going to bring us food. We haven't even ordered yet. In all honesty, I'm not sure I really want food. I only came here for the drink.
Fucking cunts, I hate them all.
If you hadn't got us thrown out of the pub, we'd have still been there.
Well, I was trying to explain to him exactly who I was. They don't seem to know me anymore. But that's not a problem, really. I mean, it's a nice pub.
No, well, the Welder's Arms isn't really the kind of place to try the old do-you-know-who-I-am line, is it?
It worked before.
It doesn't go down well with the locals. You're bloody lucky I dragged you out before that man killed you.
Shh. Isn't that over there, that chap over there? Isn't that Peter Purvis?
Oh, good Lord, I think it might be.
What's he doing with that spoon?
Oh, it's best not to ask.
Yeah. The man's a get.
You're not a fan of his, then? Has he wronged you in some way?
Well, I was up for a part in Holby last year. And I, you know, done all my preparation. I'd learned the sides that they'd given me for the audition.
Yeah.
And I walked in there and, well, let's put it this way. It wasn't me who posted a turd to the producer with the name, I am Jeremy Tench, do not give me any work.
I'm amazed they still fall for that. Everyone knows he's secretly known as Peter Turdvis in the business.
Yes, well, the man's a buffoon, isn't he?
But, yeah, you'd have thought they'd have instantly seen through it.
I've still got the turd, though.
Ah, well, that's something. Have you tried eBaying it?
I thought about it. I was going to say it's Peter Purvis's turd.
Yeah, yeah.
The man who did Kickstart.
Yes.
Giggled at a boy having his nut smashed.
Yes. Did he do We Are the Champions as well? Was that him?
We Are the... I think that was Ronald Pickering.
It's easy to get the two confused, isn't it?
Ronald Pickup? I can't remember.
What? Yeah. They're both fucking hacks.
I was in Cats with Pickup.
Were you?
Yes.
Was this a job or just a hobby?
It was off-Broadway production of Cats. It was no dancing or singing in this version, though.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was all just sitting.
Must have been mercifully short, then, at least, I hope.
Oh, no, I'd sat there and had to read the Bible for the entire thing.
Oh, God, I thought if you'd trimmed the fucking songs out, it'd be over in half an hour.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But
you'd hope so.
Yes. Anyway, Andrew Lloyd Webber got it taken off, apparently. It was a rip-off of his musical.
All his stuff's bloody ripped off anyway.
Yes.
You weren't in a leotard, were you?
No, I wasn't in a leotard, but I was in...
thank God for small mercies, at least.
I was in a
bear. As everyone you've ever slept with has said.
I don't get much of that anymore.
No. Is the boy not doing the business anymore?
Well, the shine's gone off it.
Blimey.
Yeah, apparently because I'm an ugly, fat, warty man, he doesn't like it anymore.
Ah, ungrateful little sod, and after you sponsored him for his visa as well.
Yeah, me only 42 on the scrap heap at last.
42?
Yes.
For how many years?
And I've been 42 for at least 3 years.
Yeah, exactly.
How long have you been 50?
What? Are you cheeky swat.
Oh, God.
God, where's my fucking drink? What did you order me anyway?
I can't remember. It was something double, I seem to remember.
It better have bloody gin in it.
Gin or jizz. I've used that joke before.
You have, yes.
Good, wasn't it?
Yes.
Jizz.
It, in fairness, it's getting less good every time you roll it out.
Jizz and gin.
Yes. This is the Tench equivalent of tits and teeth. Is it jizz and gin?
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's the equivalent for the gentleman actor of a certain age.
Well, I hear you've been buying a new house.
I have, yes. Well, I say house, bijou, garret, loft, apartment, penthouse type thing. Yes.
Yeah, so was it a Leslie Garrett?
I don't understand. Does she sell houses?
She's a popular beat singer.
Yes, it's beyond me. I don't get your jokes, Tench.
Yeah.
No, it isn't. It isn't anyway.
Who is it then?
It's not a person. It's a place to live.
Oh yes, we were talking about your house.
Houses we were talking about. Yes. Are you? How pissed are you, Tench?
A little bit.
You're completely losing the plot.
I'm not losing the plot at all. I'm perfectly plotted.
Yes.
A blottoed. Nobody loves me anymore.
Oh, God.
I tell the boy he doesn't love me anymore.
Stop bloody whining. You can just get another one shipped over.
He said to me, I hate you. I hate you, Ted.
God, where's the drink? I'll calm you down.
Who's that Steve Fry over there?
Isn't it?
Hello, Stephen!
That was rude, wasn't it?
Oh, God.
What have you done to him?
I poked him a bit once and...
Yes.
Never forgiven me.
Was he not appreciative of it?
No, I was a bit drunk.
Oh, dear.
I shat.
Oh, God.
Yes.
And was it at his place rather than yours?
Yes, I'm afraid it was. And
did you do your usual thing of running away? He was busy.
Well, I tried to hose off his bollocks with some piss, but he didn't like it.
Yes. It's odd, that, isn't it? You'd thought he'd be grateful at such a kind gesture on your part.
Well, he's got himself his own boy now, you know.
Has he?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Very costly boys.
Oh, are they? Yeah. I wouldn't know.
I hear that he pays him at least £3,000 a week to suck his cock.
Good Lord. Yeah. Is that the going rate at the moment?
It is.
Blimey.
Is that Philip Laura as well?
Oh.
Looks like he might be.
I can't really tell from this angle. Her skirt's sort of falling over her face while she's doing the handstand.
She's a dirty bitch, though.
Yes. You'd have thought she'd have at least worn knickers.
I was on the set of Peter's Friends, of course, which is when I got to know Stephen.
Ah, yes. You were working as a security guard, I think, at the time for the studios, weren't you?
No, I was a consultant. They needed to know what it was like to be posh and gay.
Yes. And they didn't think Stephen Fry could do that himself.
Oh, no, he was very much in the closet back then.
Ah, of course, yes.
He was very much in the closet.
Yes.
Whereas I wasn't.
No.
I was out of the closet. I was...
No, well, after that incident on Hampstead Heath, you didn't really have much choice, did you?
It was a fun time those days.
Ah,
a chap heady, could
heady days.
Walk along Hampstead Heath with his tackle out, shouting, "Gobble me, gobble me, gobble me, gobble me!"
Well, that was where I got the idea of my smash hit show.
Gobble Me?
Funnily enough, called Gobble Me.
Yes, I remember that one. It was a good one, wasn't it?
It was a masterpiece. 6 hours. 6 hours of me bare-ass naked on stage, strutting backwards and forwards like a peacock, shouting, "Gobble me! Gobble me!" Oh, the notices I got for that one.
A couple of people got it wrong, didn't they? They thought you were shouting, "Goddleming."
Yes, there was that. But, it went down very well when I toured around Surrey.
Yes.
Clouds and silver linings. Even if people don't necessarily get my art, so long as they can take something away from it.
Dorking was the second one, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
That didn't work as well.
No. Well, it reminds me of when I was a child, you know, when I was a child in the Scottish valleys.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know you grew up in Scotland.
Yeah, you could probably hear it in my voice occasionally.
Well, I have noticed you do sometimes go funny whenever you go a bit further north.
Hey, lad, as soon as I go further north, I just get the urge to speak in the old tongue.
Yeah, so exactly how Scottish are you, really?
Well, my grandfather was Scottish.
Oh, right.
On his side of the family.
Yes.
Well, I think it was his great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Right.
Yes. Scottish.
Yes. Actually Scottish.
Yes.
Yes.
And I went on holiday to Scotland once.
Yes.
When I was a child. So technically grew up there.
Ah, well, I suppose from a certain delusional perspective that could be considered the case.
I'm not deluding.
Has it coloured your outlook on the world?
Yes, well, there are two great Scots in the world, me and John Barrowman.
Ah, of course, he also is genuinely Scottish, isn't he?
Whenever we meet up, we speak in the old Scottish language, yes. We talk about tossing cabers and eating fried foods.
Yes. I don't know if you can tell from there, but I am actually going crimson with embarrassment on your behalf.
No.
It's pitiful. The way you're just clinging on to any kind of culture because you lack it yourself.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being proud of one's roots.
If they were actually your roots, it'd be perfectly fine, but you're just co-opting them, aren't you?
I never co-opted it.
You're just leaping on the Celtic bandwagon.
You know, I've never co-opted anything. I don't know what it means.
If you're so Scottish, then why do you suddenly pick up an Irish brogue every St. Patrick's night?
I never do that. That's a strange idea that you've got in your head.
Oh, God, you're just anything to be a bit trendy, a bit ethnic. You think it's going to get you more parts?
Yes, it does, actually, because do you remember when I was in Big Mama?
Oh, the film rather than the encounter.
Yes, I was in
after
Big,
the
Big Mama's Blouse, it was called. It was,
yes.
It never got on a general release, you know.
Did it? That does surprise me. The quality of work you're generally in, I'm amazed.
Yes, it was produced by the same people who produced Titanic 2 and...
Would that be Titanic 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah.
Now that was a good film.
Never got a release. I, of course, played Big Mama. In that entire thing, it was an experience. I had to play a black, visceral character. I mean,
yes,
wonderful.
You don't think the fact that you were blacking up for film had anything to do with them not releasing it?
Oh, nobody knew it was me. They all thought it was a black actor.
Are you absolutely sure?
Absolutely. I mean, they said that Tench's southern patois was possibly the finest part of being in the cinema at that particular moment in time.
Really?
Well, I wrote that, but...
That sounds more likely.
Yes. I was fired from the Radio Times for writing that review.
Yeah, this is the only reason you do writing jobs, isn't it? So you can eventually write reviews to your own bloody awful films and make them sound better than they actually are.
Well, you know how it is. Films are an important part of my life. They make me the millionaire I am not.
No, I suppose. But I suppose at least if you didn't do these bloody awful films, I'd never be able to cadge any money off you, so...
Yes. Are you doing Edinburgh this year?
Well, of course I am. I'm in a little free piece that I'm putting on. I don't like to taint my art with money.
Oh, well, I'm at the Assembly Rooms again. One-man show.
I suppose you're scalping people to get in, aren't you?
No, not at all. It's a new show of mine called Hitler the Football Hooligan.
Ah, that sounds dreadful as always. What's it about?
I'm representing Hitler as a football hooligan.
Ah, shortened to the point, yes.
I could do your piece if you like.
Will it quieten you down if you do?
I'll do a section.
Go on, do it.
Just the main speech.
Yes.
If I wasn't a football player, I'd be a football hooligan, and I would crush the Jews with my iron hand. Oh, if I had the pleasure of a woman's touch right now, I would never kill the Jews. They kill the Jews, but I must beat up Millwall. I must beat up the Celts.
That was supposed to be Hitler, was it?
Yes, that was my version of Hitler.
Right, it's somewhat interpretive, isn't it?
Try the later scene.
Okay.
Mama, would you like to see my paintings? My lovely paintings of dead Jews? Yes, there we go.
Yes. Do you think after the furore of you blacking up in Big Mama's blouse that doing something so racially sensitive is really the best move for you at the moment?
I don't know, but people are looking at us.
Yes. Oh. Don't get us thrown out. There's so few places we can actually bloody go at the moment. Did I do you a short excerpt from my Edinburgh show, Inside Barrington Dab? But unfortunately, I don't have my speculum with me, so I won't be able to.
Oh, God, you're so fucking scatological.
Well, it's raw. It's what the punters love. They love to see... People want an insight into the process, and so I give them an insight into my bowels. It's grown men have cried at the previews I've done recently.
That's because you didn't hoover them out, did you? You didn't douche first.
I'm keeping it real.
God,
warts and all.
The fucking Mother Shipton's cave.
Weeping, crusty anal warts and all.
Yes, some of them were bleeding a little bit, weren't they?
Well, this is all part of the... You can never tell from one day to the next exactly what you'll get. It's partly depending on my health, partly on my diet.
The smell and the echo.
It's part of the atmosphere. Yeah. People bloody know when they've been to one of my shows. Not like the marshmallow fluff that you put out, instantly forgettable. People talk about my shows for years afterwards.
So where are you doing this performance of yours?
Oh, it's in a bijou little venue. It's a little way out from the centre.
Yeah. How far out from the centre?
Three or four miles.
Right. So, Leith.
It's in the Leith district of Edinburgh, yes.
Yes, yes.
It's very convenient. It's a lovely little venue. I think people will be prepared to travel for quality.
What do they call this venue?
It's a lovely little place called The Broken Bottle.
Oh.
They have a wonderful performance space, just sort of down a little corridor out the back.
Oh, right. The backyard, then?
It's not so much a yard as an open air performance venue.
Are there old barrels out there?
That's part of the set. I asked them for something gritty, and they said, I've got exactly what you want. And when I went there, they had gone to the trouble of not only putting some barrels out, but of actually breaking up some glass and scattering it round to make it more raw.
Okay, right.
Which was good of them. I'm sure it was pristine before they'd done that.
Actually, I went to that one last year. Is that the one with the dog outside on a piece of string?
It may have been, yes.
That barks all the way through.
Well, it's sometimes a little boisterous, yes.
Yeah, I saw Michael Maloney there last year.
Ah, was he good?
Yeah, no.
No,
he was just unconscious in the back.
Ah.
Been drinking all night with Scottish people.
This wasn't a show of his, then?
No,
Michael Maloney, unconscious and unplugged.
It's what he likes to do, you know. He goes to Edinburgh, gets drunk, gets fisted.
Yes. Well, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Capacious was the word I'd heard bandied around about him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a yawning clown.
Yes. Two at once, up to the elbow, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Yes. You wouldn't credit it, would you?
No, not to look at him.
No, yeah. No.
He's so respectable, so very RSC, isn't he?
Yeah.
Worked with Branny, you know?
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he? What did he do with him?
Saturday job, back in the 70s.
Oh, right.
Yes. Worked in a modelling shop.
A modelling shop?
You know.
Was this where he developed his glue-sniffing habit?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, he's never shifted it, has he?
No. Airfix.
Yes.
Airfix face he got.
Oh, that's terrible. I remember that time when he glued his hand to his face by accident doing that.
Well, I remember the time he glued his face to his hand.
Really? As Oscar Wilde said, to glue one's hand to one's face might seem unfortunate.
Yeah.
But to glue one's face to one's hand seems fucking stupid.
Idiotic.
Yes.
Bloody hell. Oh, waiter, thank you.
Bloody hell, is he here now?
Would you like to order, sir?
Where are our bloody drinks? We ordered them ages ago.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, God. We're never going to get served. We're never going to get a drink. I think I might die.
No, don't die. Hold him there, friend. Hold him there.
If I don't get booze soon, I think it...
We will get a drink.
This might be it for me.
I'm afraid that Dab and Tench do not know the meaning of that'll be it for me.
Don't they?
No.
Oh, fucking hell, that might be the saving of me then.
Yeah, they're my brother and your brother.
Ah.
When they started up that factory.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Yes, making the stands for those things.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't know how they're doing it these days. One of them died, didn't they? Was it your brother or mine? I can't remember.
Oh, God, I can't remember. I can't tell the fuckers apart. Tedious little arseholes.
They weren't in the business, you see?
No.
Not worth talking to.
I've not got time for anyone who's not in the business.
No. I was at TV Centre the other night.
Oh, really? What were you doing there?
Oh, was it a party, you know, sort of thing, you know?
Serving drinks?
No, I was there as part of BBC Light Entertainment.
Really? Why do I never get invited to these things?
You obviously didn't sneak in like me.
Ah, fair enough.
Yes, I hid under Melda Staunton's clothes.
Ah, clever.
Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah. Smell a bit up there, but...
Well...
You're not getting any younger, you know.
No, still. I suppose she appreciates the attention.
She's very good, still. Very good, very good.
Yes.
Her and Judy Dench.
Yes. Yes, the Grand Dames of British Light Entertainment.
Those three, you know, they were in a threesome with Terence Stamp once.
Bloody hell, really? What, recently?
That's what I hear. No, back in the 60s.
Oh, right. God, Jesus. Christ, the image is there. I imagined it last week.
Yes, the worst thing was, of course, that Staunton was only about 10 or 11.
The dirty bastards.
Yes, you know. Ugh. It's all hushed up. Hush.
Oh, they make me sick.
Yeah.
In retrospect.
It was part of a play. It was about the Catholic boarding school.
Ah. Well, you know, that kind of thing in the 60s, that was just mainstream theatre, wasn't it? It was all a bit more experimental back then.
It's called the Jeezy Sisters.
Ah, yes.
Bad business.
Well, I believe it was from that that Stamp started up the whole, jizz and gin thing, didn't he?
Jizz and gin, yeah.
That's where it came from originally,
Gave it paedophilia, though.
Ah, well, quite right.
And paedophilia.
Yes.
Apparently paedophilia is what you have when you like those boats that you can push around with your feet.
Ah, wretched proletarian things they are.
Always that look like a swan.
Yes.
Or something else.
Yes, I do remember him getting a bit inappropriate on the boating lake in Kew Gardens once.
No, it was a bad old business, that one. I mean, he wouldn't have thought he could do that, really. I mean, autofellatio and a pedalo, I mean, it's very difficult.
No, and I mean, to actually get the swan's head involved as well.
Yeah, and to be able to pedal it.
It was... The man's a fucking marvel. I think that's why he didn't get a longer sentence, really, was that everyone was so impressed by it, secretly.
Very limber he was.
Yes.
Doubt he could do it.
Very, oh, God, no.
Probably snap like a twig he would.
Well, he can barely undo his own flies these days.
Yes. Oh! Waiter!
Is he there? No. Oh, God.
Yes, sir!
The hell, waiter, is that? It sounds like a yokel.
Huh?
Oh, he's gone over there.
No, oh,
I have to talk to Michael Winner.
You can never really catch a waiter's attention. I'm surprised you haven't used that in one of those dreadful so-called comedy film things you do.
They're not comedy films. They're humorisms.
Ah, yeah, still.
There's a world of difference between a humorist and a comedian.
Yes, what would that be?
Humorists aren't funny.
Ah, that would explain why you describe yourself as one. I've never laughed at any of your bloody films.
It's more artistic as humorism.
Is it?
Yeah, it involves constructing the perfect joke that nobody will ever laugh at.
I don't know about perfection, but you've certainly constructed many things that no one's laughed at.
Well, that's not true. Do you remember my Edinburgh Fringe show the other year?
Oh, no. Which one was that? Was that Jeremy Tench Goes Large?
It was the Happy Cucumber Man. I was wacky and zany, and I wore a suit which had a light that flashed on it.
A light that flashed on it?
It was supposed to have lights all over it, but there was just one on the lapel which went on and off.
Ah. And if I remember, God, that is coming back to me, if I remember rightly, did it not flash once or twice for the first 5 minutes of the first show before it gave up the ghost and never worked again? And the rest of the time you were just there in some clothes.
Yeah, some nice...
In some not funny clothes, not telling jokes, because you were relying on the flashing lights for all of your gags.
Well, there were lots of references to them, you know, and my lapel was a red light district.
I have never seen so many confused people as sitting in the bar watching the disappointed throngs filing out of your shows.
Well, they're buffoons, aren't they? They're idiots. You know, they're Philistines. They're gobshites.
I suppose there's a chance that you're just misunderstood. I think more likely you're just horribly incompetent.
In my life, I will be seen as the genius that I am, or dead.
Yes. Not by your audiences, though.
My audiences love me. I got two fan mails today.
Two? What did they say?
One of them said, please keep coming back.
And where was that from?
A small little venue just outside King's Cross that I frequent occasionally.
Is this more somewhere that you give your business to?
Yes. But I
somewhere that, if we're honest, you fail to perform more often than you actually perform.
I make a little joke at the end of every encounter. I say, ha ha ha, you won't tell the papers about this, will you? Ha ha ha.
Yes. Thank God for injunctions, eh?
They laugh lots. They love it. They love it, those boys. They really do. It's a favourite thing, especially the ones that are crying. They're just doing it for effect. It's just emotion when they see me coming to that room.
Is that it?
Strip off and they start crying. And some of them actually claw at the door in a sort of rather charming way, just to sort of try and make me feel that they find me hideously repulsive.
Do they by any chance do this very, very convincingly, so you might almost think that they really did find you hideously unattractive?
I don't think so. I think they're doing it for a laugh, you know, and sometimes they call the embassy. Try and call the embassy. Russian embassy, quite often.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't suppose you know the Russian for, oh God, mother, why did I ever leave home?
No, I think they were saying, oh God, look at this beautiful, beautiful, handsome man. He's a little more rotund than he used to be, but really, he's got it all where it counts.
Yes, I'm sure that's it.
Yeah. I'm packing, mate. I'm packing.
That's not what I heard. Well, unless by packing you mean socks. Padding, more like. Yeah.
That's a codpiece. For the new Shakespeare I'm in next week. I'm just breaking it in.
Oh, yes, yeah. Just getting comfortable with it, aren't
you? Yeah, you got to, you know.
Yes.
You know as well as I do that you start with the costume. That's the first thing. You forget about reading the script or learning your lines. You start with the costume.
Yes, well, I do, you know. I am very good at costume myself. You know that.
Well, if you call a bin bag a costume.
A bin bag is a perfectly good costume. It has the advantage of you can rip it off and it'll only come down to your waist.
And smearing KY jelly on your genitals.
You've got to have them out, Tench. You know what I always say about costume?
Yeah.
Is it's all bollocks unless they can see your bollocks.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Yes. Generally is with you, isn't it? It's a constant stream of unfortunateness.
There's nothing unfortunate about it at all.
I don't know, man.
People are enriched by my costumes.
I mean, how old are you now? 72, 73?
You cheeky twat. I'm barely even 40.
And you're still carrying on as if you're a 1960s experimental theatre man.
I am the very spirit of theatre. It's me, people like me, performers like me, and really, there is no one like me. But it's performers like me that are pushing theatre onwards, that are thrusting theatre on into the future.
You should be settling down into a nice television programme, you know, nothing too complicated, 2 series a year.
Oh, God, you just want me to sell out so you don't feel bad about the fact that you have.
What happened to that American series you were going to be in? You did the pilot.
Well, I don't think they really liked how I played it. I was supposed to be the inspirational teacher that came into the school that was all full of sassy young kids, and I'd inspire them towards learning.
That was good, that.
Well, you'd have thought it would have been a good idea, but I thought it needed a little extra something. But apparently, it's just not done to spank children on primetime network television.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yes, I thought it was, you know, with them all wearing the animal heads, obviously. It was symbolic.
Yes, I remember watching that pilot, and I've never seen such haunted eyes on children. I mean,
no, well, they were good little actors. They were fine with it. They understood what I was trying to do something a bit different, a bit edgy, a bit experimental, and they were good with that. They said, "Barrington, we will put on the expression of haunted, hunted animals while you beat us with the vacuum cleaner hose."
Wasn't it supposed to be a feel-good series, though, about happy things happening, things?
How can people not have seen that that did sum up the essence of feeling good? I was beating the feel bad out of them, so they were only left with feel good.
The problem is, by the end of the series, they were supposed to all be incredibly happy. They were supposed to start off grim, downtrodden, inner-city kids. By the end of it, they were supposed to be inspired and going off to Harvard and Stanford and Stratford, or wherever the fuck they're going.
And so they were. They were all, by the end of it, weeping tears of joy.
Yeah, but they all lost about 6 stones each. They're all like skeletons by the end of it.
Well, who doesn't like to be thin,
oh,
eh?
For God's sake.
Answer me that.
You blew your one chance.
It's ridiculous. These people just don't understand me.
Get yourself into a nice American drama, 23 episodes a season. Just chill out, play your part, and take the money. Then you can do whatever the fuck you want in the downtime between series.
Oh, God. You are sent to tempt me, aren't you, Tench?
Look at Hugh Laurie. I mean, he's got that album out.
Yes, but, you know, I don't see the comparison. You know, you can't compare me to some grizzled old American chap, can you?
You're about the same age as, aren't you?
No, he's at least 10 years, 20 years older than me.
You used to go to school with Stephen Fry.
Maybe.
Did he call you his little chickling?
Maybe, perhaps, once or twice. Yes. Why? Why? What are you implying?
Nothing at all. Still see him, do you?
He doesn't return my calls anymore, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
No. Although I think, principally, that's because I'm associated with you.
Me?
Yes. Well, after everything you've said earlier about your...
My name is a passport to high society. You know, tell anybody you know me, you get into any party, any house, and any pair of pants.
You get thrown out of any pub, is what it gets you.
Well, first time you're thrown out of one in ages. It's usually you. You usually get us thrown out.
What? I've never... Maybe once or twice.
24 times, mate.
24. So well, yeah. We've known each other a long time. That's not a bad hit rate.
Well, they do say you should avoid 3 subjects in pubs.
What's that?
Religion.
Yes.
Politics.
Yes.
And fisting.
Well, it wasn't specifically a discussion about fisting. I mean, if anything, it doesn't count if you're having a discussion about religious political fisting.
There's no such thing, man.
Of course there is.
Have you been reading Wikipedia again?
It's a perfectly reliable source of information.
Yeah. Actually, who did write your Wikipedia entry?
I can only assume it must have been a fan.
Yeah.
I certainly didn't write it myself.
I vaguely remember a piece of it now. What was it? Barrington Dabb is the greatest actor that has ever lived.
Well, there are many, many people that hold that opinion, yes.
Do you have a fan club?
Of sorts, yes.
Yeah, how many members have you got of your fan club?
I couldn't possibly keep count. There's far, far too many for me to
12,
think of. Maybe more than that.
13?
17.
17.
17.
17 members of your fan club.
But better to have 17 dedicated fans that would almost literally lay down their lives for the benefit of my art than the... Well, I mean, how many of you've got in your tawdry little fan club? It's they're not fans of you. They're just fans of glitzy American pap. How many of you got in yours then?
About a million.
Oh, yeah, but you know what's the value of a million people that don't know one end of a good film from the other?
About 2.5 million in merchandising every year.
I fucking hate you.
Yeah. Of course, most of that goes to my charity.
Oh, God, oh, here we go again. Always on with the bloody charity work. What is it this time? Is it... You're not the disadvantaged ladyboys of wherever it was that you were doing last year?
No, it was the attractive boys charity. But there's a hell of a lot of discrimination against pretty boys, you know.
Yes.
You know, I'm talking about boys between the ages of 16 and 25.
Yes, you don't do this charity work in any way so you can go and visit the homes these poor, unfortunate boys live in and be left alone with them, do you?
I have to go to the homes to make sure they're run properly and that those boys aren't being abused in any way.
You're pitifully transparent, Tench. I've never, I suppose, offered any of them employment, possibly as a personal assistant at your house.
Sometimes. Yes. I mean, quite often I'll go there, they're all seven or eight boys just lined up, and I just have to go around and ask them how they're doing. You know, sometimes they want a hug because they're feeling lonely. Sometimes they want closer companionship, you know. Maybe I have to sleep in their room at night. Maybe I have to stay with them for several days.
Yes. Yeah. Well, to keep the monsters away while they're asleep.
Yes, you know, I mean, it's a terrible business. Some of these kids are really, really warped after 3 or 4 years in this establishment.
Well, I'm not bloody surprised with you visiting them at weekends. Wasn't the boy before last one of your charity victims?
Yes, he's a bloody ingrate.
Yes, oh yes.
Went and sold that story about me to the News of the World.
So this is it, isn't it? When they won't reciprocate, you suddenly get all stroppy at the fact that you've given all the money to the charity, don't you?
Well, you know, I get something from the charity at least.
I've never seen such shocking self-interest in the guise of altruism. You are a wretched man, Tench, a wretched man.
Well, the spin-off from the charity is, of course, I get that factory fully manned, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yes. And I suppose it's bloody tax-deductible as well, isn't it, being charity work?
Oh, yes, I tell you what. I've been turning out those bongs now for at least 6 years.
Is that what you make there?
Yeah. Have you ever been past one of those little shops in the high street, the ones that sell, you know, nunchucks and cigarette lighters?
Dubious, dark-looking places with, you know, sort of young men or women. You can't really tell which, all made up.
Yes, and you know...
Looking like they're dead.
Yeah, yes. That's the one, yes. And you know they have bongs in the windows?
Yes.
Make them.
Ah. So what the sort of, you know, the sort of round metal things that you hit and they go bong, that kind of thing.
No, you've got the wrong end of the stick there.
No, what the hell is it?
They're pipes, essentially. Lovely briar bongs. I made lovely briar bongs.
That actually sounds rather civilised.
Yes, you know, we're out and about on a cold winter's day, and you just want some marijuana. You can have a nice Tench briar pipe.
That does sound rather good, actually.
Made by boys in my factory, who are well paid at £1 a week.
I think the most talented person in your whole operation is your bloody accountant, isn't he?
Oh, he's great as Max. Max is one of my heroes, he really is.
He's more of an artist than you are. That's for bloody certain.
Bastard. Oh, my drinks have arrived.
Oh, thank God. I was nearly at my bloody wit's end there.
Some little taste of the wine. Oh, God,
you've spilt my bloody gin.
Just let me mop this up.
Oh, God, you...
Fucking
idiot.
No.
You'll never get served again.
Barrington Dab and Jamie Tench were ably assisted by Andrew Wilson and Martin Wolfenden. It was a TGR Media production. For more information about this podcast, go to www.thegentlemansreview.com/DT. No.